Welcome to the first episode of the Mobile Storytelling Podcast. My name is Wietse Vellinga.
And I'm Björn Staschen. In this podcast, we are planning to talk about mobile storytelling, which is basically telling stories with your smartphone.
And this is episode number one, or maybe even episode number zero, because this is a special one, because this one is all about everything, well, we've been talking about for weeks, which is the coronavirus, which is kind of affecting our work life right now, isn't it, Björn?
It is a lot, isn't it? And that is why we started talking about, should we also, like many people, start a podcast?
Absolutely, because I think we have some experience in working from home, working with devices we have on us anyway. So I think we can really help people get through this work-wise.
And maybe connect people, maybe start an exchange of knowledge, of experience. Shall we quickly say who we are and why we think that we are not the worst ones for doing it?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you start. You're a journalist in Germany for NDR.
Exactly. NDR is a public service broadcaster in the north of Germany. It's basically the public service broadcaster in the north. We are part of the ARD network, which is the equivalent to the BBC in Germany. So license fee is financing what we do. And I've been working in news for like 25 years now. And during the last 6-7 years, I started to look into, will a phone help us to make better television, basically? And I founded the Next News Lab at NDR. And we tried around a lot, starting with an iPhone 5 in the beginning. And now we kind of use mobile phones in everyday journalism, especially news journalism. And I'm currently leading a little project where we're merging newsrooms like many do, online, video, and radio. Newsrooms will be one in about a year from now. So what about you?
Yeah, I also work for a public broadcaster, but a much smaller one than you work for. I work for Omroep Friesland, which is a regional broadcaster in the north of the Netherlands, in Friesland, one of the provinces. I've been working there for 15 years now. Started out as a radio journalist, and then when I had to go into television and had to go out with... I didn't like it in the beginning. I had to go to television because I was a radio man, a real radio man. But as things go at regional broadcasters, our budget went down. So that meant that we as journalists had to do more ourselves, which meant I also had to make television and had to film for myself. And in doing that, I went out on reports with 5 or 6 bags, basically a camera bag, a tripod, a laptop, a radio device, well, you name it, lots and lots of bags. And I didn't like that. So around the same time you started, I also started looking into other ways of doing what we were doing, and also happened to run into mobile journalism. Started out with a Windows phone. Do you still remember Windows phone?
I do remember the Windows phone. I did even have one as well.
Oh, really?
It's still around, but I don't know where.
I believe it's still somewhere in South America, that in South America people still use Windows phones. But officially, I think the platform is dead. But that's the way I started. And then I went to, like most of us, to working with iPhones. I think my first iPhone I worked with for radio and TV was the 5S. So a couple of years ago. And I'm currently working on the 11 Pro, I believe it is. But I produce all my stories for the news on my mobile phone, whether it be for TV, for radio, or for online. So that means I've been working from home or my car or wherever I happen to be, which is very convenient in the current situation, I must say. I found that many of the things I've learned in the last couple of years, I've really put to use now. How about you?
Yeah. Yeah, well, we see an increase in the need of mobile reporting kits. So I've put together four more kits. I mean, the great thing is you can just, what you need for a mobile reporting kit, you can order at Amazon or somewhere else. You get it very quickly. So we've got four more kits now. And I see that they are taken away very quickly. And it's not only the reporters who go out and film with them. And to say it's easier with a smartphone nowadays, with regard to Corona, because we don't show up with a huge camera crew. So it's not three people coming into a house, it's only one. Absolutely. So that makes it better. Mm-hmm. If you say, you know, minimize contact. And also, if you move around, it's easier to keep a distance to people because you only have a very small phone and not a lot of gear on the back and everywhere. But it's not only the reporters, it's also the people who edit pieces, especially for social media, who do their shifts now at home and who make our online videos with text on the picture, everything, on their phones now, because they don't have to share a room with an editor. They don't have to go into the station, but they can do that at home if they had the training. And we've trained around 150 people, so there's quite a good basis.
Yeah.
To use mobile reporting in these days. Yeah.
Absolutely. Same goes for us. I think most of the reporters at Omroep Friesland have had mobile journalism training and do have a Mojo kit. So they know the basics. Some of them still like to work on big cameras, but at least they have the ability to go Mojo. And I think I've never had so many calls than the last couple of weeks about help me set up a live interview on Skype. Help me set up this. Because people now really need to use this technology that we, well, use and love. And they might not love it yet, but they come to see that it's very useful. But even with the one-man team, I can see that it's still a struggle to do interviews in this situation. I mean, keeping distance from someone when you have to do an interview, it's not easy to do. Do you put a microphone on a pole to keep your distance? But then how do you do a question?
And how do you hold the pole and the phone?
Yes,
so the two main questions I've been answering. One you mentioned is how do I record a phone interview on my mobile phone?
Yep.
So that is one of the most asked questions. And the second one is, is it really better with a mobile phone? Because one thing is a hindrance in these days. Most of the phones film with a wide angle. So if you want to interview someone or if you want a good shot, you need to get close. Mm-hmm. That is why we are really happy to use the Plus phone. So we've got the 7 Plus and we've got the Pro Max as well, like you got, because they have the telephoto lenses.
Yep.
And the second most asked questions is, in these days, does it make sure to buy the clip-on lenses if you want to do mobile reporting? I say no, because most of the lenses are not very good. They steal light.
Yeah.
They steal picture quality. So you're lucky these days if you have a telephoto lens built into your phone. So look out for that if you buy a phone.
Absolutely. Although there's one lens I would like to mention, because I've used the Moment Tele lens on top of the tele lens that's already in the phone. And that really does make me stand farther away when I do an interview. And that is really helpful, that extra, well, 2 or 3 feet. And getting a real safe distance to the person you're interviewing. But then still,
does that only work with the iPhone?
It does not. You also have you have to work with the Moment cases, and then you have to screw on the Moment lens. And they have also got cases for a number of Android phones, but not all of them. So check out their website, is shopmoment.com. if I'm not mistaken, and then
we can not pay for them.
Absolutely not. This is just stuff we use and or not use, but it sits in our cupboard because I have a lot of stuff in my cupboard here that I've tried and not used, because most of the stuff we tend to buy for mobile journalism is it's geeky and not really useful. So what I also would like to say for people who are now dealing with mobile journalism for the first time in this corona crisis is that keep it simple. Get yourself a proper tripod, get yourself a good case to protect your phone. And if you can, get yourself a wireless microphone. Because that really gives you the distance from the interviewee.
Yeah, but if you want to keep it simple, one thing is a wireless microphone. We both use, I think, the Rode wireless Go system, which is not so expensive but quite good. You could also just use an extension cable. So the cheapest clip-on microphone that we use, the SmartLav Plus, you can order an additional cable. And how do you do it in these days? So you put the phone on the table, go away, and ask the person you want to interview to put it on himself or herself.
Absolutely.
And afterwards, you maybe grab it with a plastic glove or just with a plastic bag and clean it at home.
Yeah, absolutely.
But that works.
That works.
So that is a good way
of doing it. And if you are going for the wireless system from Rode, the wireless Go system, the microphone they have in that package is very easy to clean, which is not something I used to think about when using a microphone. But now cleanability is one of the things that really makes it stand out. You just need a piece of cloth and you can clean it.
Yeah, it's a 2 centimeter by 2 centimeter plastic box about, nearly a centimeter thick.
Yeah.
And you can just clip it to someone and it's the microphone. And you can also clip a microphone into it if you want to. Do you mind about seeing the little box in your shot?
Usually I do, but in these circumstances, I don't. I'd rather see the small box than the very long poles with microphones on them that I see a lot on TV these days.
You tell me a great trick? I mean, my camera department was struggling a lot with long poles, especially if we send out small crews. Didn't you tell me you used a selfie stick for kind of a microphone if you want to hold it?
Yeah, it's actually a monopod that I stick
a monopod
on top on, and it's very lightweight, so you can use that. But still, even if it's a lightweight pole, if you have an interview that's longer than a minute, you will be struggling to hold it up.
Well, you'll build up your muscles.
Absolutely, you need some fitness training to do this mobile journalism thing.
Yeah, So that is a bit of stuff and tips for Corona. What I also like to see in these days is that we've been trying around a lot with switching software. There is a lot of switcher software on iPads, for example, on little computers. And we've been trying, you made a Christmas television show with only smartphones and iPads, I believe. We've been doing things from the elections in the United States. And now our outside broadcast department, so the big lorries that normally come out on a shoot, they are using this software, because with this software, they're using vMix on an iMac. It's very easy to implement different streams for mobile phones. And because many of the presenters are at home in these days, because they are in isolation as they return from skiing or whatever, they need to implement a lot of mobile streams into their programs, and their traditional hardware setup can't really do it easily. So they're using vMix and they're producing whole talk shows in the evening. Yeah, quite interesting, and also good to watch in these days. I mean, even like RTL, like one of the private broadcasters, they have a primetime show now with three very well-known German presenters, Günther Jauch, Oliver Pocher, and Thomas Gottschalk, who is a legend. They all sit in front of their mobile phones at home and talk for about an hour.
And the interesting thing is that even the big bucks that go into late night television in America now have to switch to these kind of technologies. Although you can see that they're struggling a bit with what they're doing. The first couple of shows weren't that good, especially sound-wise. You see these presenters sitting at home talking to probably their mobile phone and not even using an external microphone.
As I'm sure you all know, our show is dark, our staff is all at home, and we have no idea when we're going to be back. But obviously, it's not just a surreal time for us. It's a surreal time for everyone. We're all trying to process it. So we thought we'd start doing that the way we always do, with a closer look. Now, you might notice that I'm doing this closer look from inside my house. And it may be weird to do it from a hallway, but at least I'm not doing it from a public beach. Look at those dummies.
I'm not sure if that was intentional. Could be. To show that they're at home, but I got the feeling that they could do better.
Yeah, we especially talked about the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, didn't we?
Yes,
we have
absolutely.
A little piece that we can even play for a second.
Yeah.
Go. Winnie drew this. Thank you very much, Winnie. This is beautiful. We have a great show tonight.
And what's quite interesting is that I think his children are playing the music for the show, and he's holding up pieces of paper which have the lower thirds mm-hmm. that he normally had. So, I mean, he's even kind of playing with it, right? He's making it even bigger than it is, and he's making it as part of his show at the moment. I wonder how long that will last. I wonder how long the viewers will accept less good quality. But for the moment, it's kind of, it's the latest thing to look
absolutely,
like
yeah.
Mobile reporting 5 years ago.
Yeah, the way we used to do it.
Yeah.
They now do it.
Yeah. Nowadays, we are happy that you can't tell the difference between a camera and a phone if you shoot properly.
Yeah.
But they like it if it looks like a phone. So maybe it's getting easier for everyone.
It's intentional. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I also like the way that some radio show hosts and podcast recorders have created their own home studios. I don't know if you saw the New York Times article a couple of days ago where they visited a number of podcasters at home. And
nice. No, I didn't see that.
You see people sitting in their closets recording their podcasts.
Yeah.
Or
we had correspondents under blankets.
Absolutely. Under blankets is also a very good one, a good trick.
Yeah.
And maybe we could give up a little secret about our podcast, because this is episode zero or episode one, but there also is an episode minus one, the one that failed.
The one that we didn't want to talk about.
Right, that one. Because even if you have some experience in doing these stuff at home, there is stuff to think about that you don't think about otherwise. For example, connections being downgraded to a level where it really hinders your connection because so many people are now voice calling, video calling and doing stuff like that.
Teleconferencing.
Video conferencing, which all eats up the bandwidth. And
if you just want to record a podcast on your own at home, and if you have a story to tell, that is still fairly easy, because a microphone and a phone will do the job.
Absolutely.
Our difficulty was we're in two different cities. So you're not in a city, but in little town.
I am in a little town near Leeuwarden.
And I'm in Hamburg. So we needed to find out a way, how do we record if we are in two places. And first we tried the app Anchor, which is very easy to set up.
Absolutely.
And to connect two or three people for a podcast and record it and even publish it on the platform.
Yes.
But we didn't like it so much, because you could still hear kind of the digital interference. We sounded like, not like robots, but
close,
not far
close,
away
close
from Androids. Yes, exactly.
not Android phones, Android robots. No.
Yes, exactly.
So we were not really happy with that, but it's still we're still recording in a makeshift way. I mean, if I look at in front of me, I am sitting at a desk where during the day my children do their schoolwork. And it's not really soundproofed here. So I have a sort of a soundproof box in front of me that keeps the sound out a little bit. And I have a microphone in front of me and headphones on my head. But other than that, that's my whole setup. And the iPad is in front of me, so I can actually hear what you are saying.
Yeah, we are using Zoom to see each other, to hear each other, but we are recording separately. I'm recording on my iPhone 6 Plus, which is still very old, but good for sound recording, with a little Rode NTG1 microphone and the iRig Pre adapter that goes into the phone. That is my very simple setup. And I'm sitting at an IKEA desk. And this IKEA desk you open up when you want to use it. And then it has a little cloth inside on the bottom of the lid that you open. And I think that's making the sound even a little better from just a room. So look at the things you have at home. You Absolutely. Know, if you don't want to spend the podcast time under a blanket, maybe you find something where there's not a lot of, how do you call that in English, like... echoes in the room everything.
Because you only notice these echoes in your surroundings when you're recording something like this. Because then suddenly you are very aware of all the noises around you. And especially if you live in a big city like you do, there's bound to be noises coming from outside.
Well, and if they are from outside, you know, I've three children running through the house, so that might be a problem as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think it's very funny to see how all journalists are trying to adapt to these very special circumstances that the coronavirus is throwing at us. And it shows how versatile they are, how adaptable they are. I think it's interesting to see how people find their own solutions.
Yeah, which is kind of the main topic of mobile reporting is find your own solution. You need to be willing to improvise a little bit. If one thing is not working, try the other bit. You know, we've been recording a podcast a week ago. We didn't like it. So try around a little bit, find out what's working. And we hope that we can help you with this podcast, right? This is only edition zero, but from next week on, we'll try to be on every week, and we'll try maybe to have a guest here and there, maybe even a guest whose mother tongue is English, because I know there'll be at least one guy who'll make fun of us making a podcast Absolutely. In English, though neither your nor my mother tongue is English.
True, but if we would do this in German or Frisian, I think we will lose some of the public as well.
That's true, but we would have a niche.
Absolutely, that's true. And I still think we have a niche. I mean, mobile journalism is still a niche, but I think especially in these circumstances, it is a growing niche, and we are here to help, and that's why we're doing this podcast. So really,
maybe find us on Twitter, find us on Facebook, and send us questions, send us what you want to know, and we'll, from week to week, take you through mobile reporting as far as we know it, and maybe we learn good things from you out there as well. I have one thing that I want to ask you, because I noticed it in the beginning. Do you think that it makes us mobile reporters, that we both come from radio and we are radio guys at heart? Because radio is the easier bit, you know, you only take your microphone, your Zoom recorder with you these days. And with mobile reporting, television becomes a bit like radio again. Absolutely. So do you think that makes sense?
That makes a lot of sense, because as a radio journalist, you tend to go out by yourself. And if something doesn't work, you tend to fix it yourself. And with mobile journalism, that's what we do for TV as well and for online. We've tried to figure out how to do it, even if it doesn't work the way we want it to work. I think that's the basis of all mobile journalists, at least the ones I know. Most of them have a radio background.
Yeah, you need at least to have radio at heart if you want to try out mobile reporting. Yeah. Because, I mean, it is a chance for many newspaper journalists as well who go into radio and audio or television reporting with their mobile phone. So also for people who normally used to write, as the technical hurdle is really low, it makes it easier for everyone to tell her or his story in audio or in television.
True. And that's what we are going to talk about in each episode. That will be, if we can manage, a weekly episode. So please, if you listen to this one and you got this far, please subscribe and find us on all the podcasting platforms. Keep an eye out for episode number 1, because this is episode 0. And next time we will be talking about something else than Corona, but really mobile journalism and how to do it. So thanks for listening.
Exactly. Yeah, thank you very much. Great to have you and help us to find an audience. So share, subscribe, and send us questions and your comments.
Okay. Well, from us, bye-bye and see you next time.
Bye-bye. Hear you next time.